Hey y'all, and welcome back to Honey Sex Talk. Okay, I miss y'all, period. It's been a fucking minute. I feel like I say the same shit over and over again. Because at this point, fire me. Okay, because what am I doing? So, I feel like a holiday just popped up. Oh shit, Thanksgiving. Oh, I don't want to cuss like I'm saying Thanksgiving. Okay, so hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving and everything was swell. And if you still have the Thanksgiving food in the refrigerator, I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and throw that out and stop fucking playing. Period. Like, why is it still in the refrigerator? At this point, it is moldy and old. The refrigerator stinks. Okay, stop playing. Period. And if you're, like, less fortunate and that's the only thing you can eat, please make your way to the county building. It's free. Do an application, say, like, you know what I'm saying, it's nothing in the refrigerator, like, help me, period. That is what they're there for, to help. So yeah, okay, quick little PSA. So I feel like we should talk about threesomes this week. One of my Instagram followers hit me up and was like, you know, that they had a threesome and they feel uncomfortable about, like, certain little situations that happen during the threesome. So I feel like, hey, let's talk about it, period. So, I got, like, some tips, some advice, do's and don'ts, like, a little bit of everything, you know what I'm saying? Because having a threesome is, like, once you get the hang of it, it's cool, but, like, for your first time, you don't. Sometimes, like, you don't be knowing what you be doing. You be like, nah, I'm about to take this on. But, like, it be so many mixed emotions in your head. You be like, what the fuck is going on? You feel me? So, let's talk about it. All right. Okay. So, when your, you know, partner be like, hey, I want to have a threesome. I know you be like, what the fuck? Like, excuse me, I'm not good enough for you. Like, what the hell? I'm over here doing all this shit, sucking dick, licking pussy, all type of shit, and it's not good enough. Like, what the fuck? But it don't even be like that. It just be like something to spice it up or just trying something new. So never think that, like, you're not good enough for somebody, because you are. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, you know, your sex is amazing. Fuck what they talking about. But, you know, they just really, like, just want to spice stuff up and everything like that. Like, you have, like, a better orgasm. Like, you know, two people touching you at the same time might make you explode. Like, what the fuck? I ain't never had no type of shit like this before. Like, shit just, like, whew, amazing. Period. So, I feel like the biggest, like, step one, the biggest step is to decide if it's actually worth it to you or not. Like, if you feel like it's not worth it, like, don't do it. Like, you really have to feel comfortable with, like, your body, yourself. You know, your mind gotta be right. Like, you gotta feel it. Because if you're not feeling it, don't do it. Because you're gonna feel like you're forcing yourself to make somebody happy. And that shit ain't cool. And we don't need that in the life, okay? Okay? Alright. So, step two. Get clear understanding, like, of your boundaries. Like, you know what? That person over here licking your feet and all types of other shit that you're not comfortable with, and you like, whoa, T.O., what the fuck? Like, slow down, chill out. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like you should set your boundaries, especially, like, for your partner. You don't want your partner over here going to town on somebody you like, hold on, that was not in, like, our contract. Chill out, boy. Like, chill out. So that's really important as well. And then get on the internet, like, look at people's stories. And, like, they first time and everything, like, it is very informative. Like, you will learn a whole bunch of shit. Like, what? Okay. All right. I got it. I'm gonna be good. Like, you gotta be good and just comfortable. Because this shit out here, it be, like, so much freak shit going on. You be like, what the fuck? Like, whoa. Slow down, okay? Let me catch up to today's time. Because I feel like I'm back in the 70s. No, I feel like they was freaky in the 70s. But yeah. And evaluate, like, your options. Like, make sure, like, the person that you want to do is your desire. Like, you're gonna be like, damn, hell yeah, I picked the right person. Like, fuck, if you gotta do interviews, fuck it, do interviews. Like, I know people be on like Adult Finder, Tinder, like they make sure, like, this is what I want and this is who I want, this is what I want you to do. You know what I'm saying? Don't settle, for real. Don't settle for that third person. Be straight up and real. And you can take baby steps. Like, you know, don't, you not gotta go as soon as y'all all go in the room, be like, ah, shit, I'm fucking butt naked. Like, all types of freak shit. Like, y'all can sit here, do a little foreplay, a little conversation, sip of the Henny and the wine. Like, take it slow. Like, especially your first time. You know what I'm saying? Get it, you know, comfortable. Set the mood. Put the lava lamp on. Shit, I don't know. Like, just make sure, like, it's really, like, what you want it to be. Because don't just jump right into it and then it be like, whoa, I should have took my time. If y'all can cuddle, shit, cuddle. God damn it. Like, just make sure, like, test the waters before you just dive in. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know how, like, when you go to, like, a hotel or something like that and you gotta dab your foot in the water because it be so damn cold and the rest of your body gotta warm up to everything? Yeah. Hell no. Take it slow. Period. Okay? And consider, like, jealousy is a huge factor in a threesome. Period. I be watching Maury, the Steve Wilkos show, and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucking crazy. You really have to, like, know, like, damn, am I gonna be jealous off of this? Like, what the hell? Because you be like, why is my partner going harder on them than me? Like, I'm just sitting here like a lump on the damn log. Like, hold the fuck up. You get me? Because what the fuck? Like, whoa. You don't want to be the party pooper in the threesome because you over here mad and shit in the goddamn corner looking dumb. No, not looking dumb, but just mad for no reason. Like, you can't be, you know what I'm saying? You can't be doing all of that. Like, for real. So, let's get into the freaky side. So, I feel like when you have a threesome, like, you know, I feel like the best position, like, to start off with is just, like, if it's, like, two girls and one guy, like, I feel like the girl should be in the pussy, like, really marinating her tongue inside the pussy, like, while she's grabbing her tits at the same time while she's eating it. And then the dude is either eating the girl's pussy from the back while she's eating the pussy from the front, the first girl from the front, and then he eating it, and then eventually he starts, you know, either finger banging or putting his dick inside, and she's just going crazy. It's making her want to eat it more. And, you know, and the other girl, she's just there going crazy. When that's on the bed, like, what the fuck type of shit is this, you know? And eventually, switch positions. Y'all gotta be sucking his dick while the other girl is on his face while he eating her pussy. Like, freak shit. You get what I'm saying? Rub some body oil, like the edible kind. Sex store, y'all. I be going to the sex store by the Cover City Mall, Fox Hills, in Los Angeles. I live in LA, y'all. So, I be going over there, and they be having some good-ass deals. Touch of Romance, the best place ever. You know, so, yeah. Go there, but if you're, like, far out, and you don't live in LA, Los Angeles, or California, whatever, it is Adam and Eve. I hear about them. They're online, so they be having deals and stuff like that. So, yeah, check it out. They got the edible, like, body gloss, body oil, and, like, edible panties, like, all types of stuff. But, yeah, do all that. Rub it down. And then, like, if it's two males and a girl, the girl is sucking his penis, dick, whatever, and the other guy is just beating her shit up from the back, or vice versa. But in some porn that I see, it's, like, he's on top and the other one is, like, behind him and the other one, like, it's so hard to describe. Like, I'm really trying to sit here and describe it. Okay, so it is, let me see, they're laying down, the girl's laying down, and no, not even laying down, or the guy can lay down, and it is him on top, and then the guy is behind him. Not like super behind him, but like enough where he can get the booty hole. So one guy's in the vagina and the other guy's in the booty hole. They're just stroking the towel. I know it sounds better when the guy is laying down and he's in her vagina, and then while she's riding him, the other guy's in her booty hole. Like, the porns be great, like, savage. Like, hell no. You know? Like, yeah. Like, they be going crazy. I watch X videos. That's, like, my favorite fucking website. I don't really watch Pornhub like that, but it's cool, though. Like, I just watch X videos because I just feel like, that's just what I like. I like X videos. And then it's a free web porn website. My next episode, I'm going to talk about the free little websites and stuff like that, because y'all know these fucking porn sites be fucking expensive. Shit. Like, whoa, where is management? For real, they be so fucking expensive, y'all. I'd be like, damn. But I know, like, Pornhub, they had like the little Black Friday sale. It was like $200 for like the whole fucking year. That shit is crazy. Like, whoa, that's like the best deal like ever, for real. It's fucking crazy. So I was like, what the fuck, should I get this, should I risk it all? I was like, hell no, I'm not gonna do that. I just go to like my best fucking website I fucking go to, because ain't nobody got time for that. For real, ain't nobody got time for that. All right, so another little, you know, freak position is the guy. Okay, both of them. Okay, the woman's on the side. The guy is behind her having sex with her on the side. Like, maybe you could put in her booty hole or her pussy hole while the girl is licking her pussy. Like, so it's him in the back of the girl, but they both laying on their side, and the other girl is eating her pussy. Like, that shit is like, whoa. Just picture it. Use your imagination, y'all. For real. Because it has, like, a whole bunch of, like, little freak shit. Oh, and then they have something called the Puppet Master. So, lie next to each other and make out while the man kneels between you, fingering you both with his hands. As you go deeper into it, you can create a super hot, sexy sensation. Like, just all moans. Like, you know, it's like, ugh. It's like crazy. And then, what we got? Okay, so the position that I was talking about with the two dudes and the girl, like, when they stuff her up, it's like kind of like making a sandwich, you can say. Like, that's, like, the better term. Like, if you do want to Google it, just say making a sandwich in a threesome. So, the image can pop up. So, you want, like, what the fuck is she talking about? Okay, and it's another one called the slider. Basically, the other girl is finger-banging herself while the guy is fucking the girl doggy style, watching her. Like, she's just getting turned on, finger-banging, watching them have sex. Like, that's especially for, like, first-timers. Like, if you don't want to really get into the groove and you're not comfortable, but the other two are comfortable, watch them first. And then while you watching them, 9 out of 10, you're going to be like, fuck, I'm going to join. Like, I'm ready now. Like, you get me? Like, it's a whole bunch of little shit out here. And then the double down, I know y'all know what that is. But if y'all don't, it's basically the man laying down. One girl is on his face, and the other girl is riding him. Like, I think I explained this earlier, but it's called the double down. So, whatever I'm saying, make sure y'all Google it so y'all can have, like, a clear image. Y'all won't be like, what the fuck is she talking about? Fucking weird. Okay, so it's another one called the daisy pedal. Y'all, what the hell? Basically, like, the guy is on his knees eating the girl, and the other girl is holding her so she won't move, like, while he eating her. But that sounds a little too uncomfortable. Too much shit going on. But maybe, like, the other girl can be kissing her and sucking her titties and shit. Why is she holding her? Like some romantic little shit. I don't know. Get comfortable. Fuck it. Okay, so remember I was talking about like how the guy is doing the other girl from the back and the other girl's eating her? That shit is called the chin link. So y'all won't have to like, you know, imagine. Y'all can Google it as well. But Google it when you're not around the kids. You know what I'm saying? So you can have your private time to Google some shit or whatever. So I feel like I've been talking y'all ear off. So y'all, okay, to sum everything up, make sure you get y'all asses on that internet. Be comfortable with having a threesome. And have fun and let loose. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you don't want to have a threesome, just get some toys. Like, y'all just bring some toys in, some vibrators, and just have fun with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't think too much about it, but think about it, but not too much. And don't get worried, okay? And don't be jealous. Well, you can't a little bit, but not really a lot, okay? Yeah, I wrote that. All right, so have a safe day, y'all. A safe night, a safe day. It's crazy shit happening out here. The sex trafficking, like, please be safe. Text your loved ones if you're out late at night. Don't drink and drive, all right, y'all?